Blog Talk Radio.
Who cares? What do you mean?
Niggas without a chicken.
Yeah.
Niggas without a chicken.
What I'm talking about?
Niggas without a chicken.
I'm coming straight out of Compton. Compton.
If something happens,
hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? About part 4, huh? They said we got top double jump.
Hey, King, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Hand out, we just needed room.
Look,
soldiers, man.
Oh, duh, there we go. Yo, yo, yo. Snake
yep.
Eyes, you on?
Yeah, I'm here. All
right, yo, Joe, you on?
Yeah.
All right, check
you
it out,
me?
Check it out, man. Shout out to both of y'all doing your thing. I know why I called you up here, man. I see it brewing up. I see it brewing already. With Joe and Snake Eyes, what's y'all thoughts on battling each other? Who can be who and whatnot? Let's break this down. For the culture.
Listen.
Okay.
Talk.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Hey. I just want to say this, man. I wake up, I see this PSA interview. You talking about he could beat a nigga. See, now we got to talk about this, Joe, man. You know damn well, brother, you ain't got no chance standing in front of me, man. Them bars, all that shit is cool, but it's not authentic. It's just not authentic, bro. So in front of Holmesy, it looks cool. But this is a different thing, bro. Like,
you sound like every other. But you know, you don't sound. That's not an original thought. You know that, right? That's not an original thought.
No, no. I bring a different energy to battle, bro. What Holmesy did is what he called loud boy talking. I'm not a loud boy. I talk different. My energy different. That shit not gonna affect me when you talking that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm saying.
It's gonna affect the crowd. I don't care if it affects you.
Listen, man. You're already saying shit that makes no sense. You talking about. Yo, why would I battle Snake Eyes? It's just going to be a preference battle. He's going to talk street shit. This is smack. This is what it is. You trying to pick your way to, you know what I'm saying, being happy. What you going to do when you got to battle the top niggas? Like, chilling. What you going to say?
I don't want to battle him because he's going to be more street.
Nigga, this is what it is. This is what it is. That's the fucking problem. Niggas just talking about come in here, want to be happy, go, spitting bars. And now it's like, it's real niggas trying to spit that shit. And it's like, I don't want to battle him. He's going to talk real shit. Don't be afraid,
right,
nigga.
People who spit bars are so, it's so stupid to get off stage and spit fucking bars, spit lies. That's
bro, you don't even punch better than me anyway. You don't punch better than me.
Oh my God, you're right.
You know why I'm saying that? Because I firmly believe that. Because you know why? Because my punches are authentic. My shits are authentic. That shit is not, like, just because you could Google what you about to say, bro, and you know how to execute it and say it, right? That shit don't mean nothing.
I already said you got the street talk on lock. You got all that relatability. That you're great at it. You will never outpunch me in your life.
You getting confused with street talk and me being natural, me being me.
I'm just being me. I'm natural and nice too.
You're not being yourself. You're not being yourself. You're copying battlers. You're copying battlers that found your way. You found the style. You just got nice. It took your Holmesy battle for niggas to even give you praise. I was on the call with you, bro, on Hunger One. I was the standout. Where were you? On your Dougie battle? Where were you?
Look since then. It's going both different directions, bro.
I hear you, bro. I rocked on bigger stage than you already, bro. I was on BL5. I'm about to be on a new series, Ascension. I'm putting in work. You're not battling the same level of competition, Joe. You're not battling the same level of competition.
All right, so Holmesy wouldn't beat Black Mugga.
Holmesy can't beat me. Holmesy can't beat me, brother. You like this? That, it's not the same. Holmesy can't beat me. What are you talking about?
I don't agree with that.
What are you talking about?
I've been facing Cavs, bro.
I've been facing adversity since I came in and shit, bro. Since the Rada shit. You feel me?
Niggas ain't want to give me mine for that. This whole shit between me and Snake Eyes is so forced because we're like opposites. I've been saying since day one, I fuck with Snake. I respect him. I think it'd be good. And these motherfuckers agreed. Norms and Pete said, yo, we don't like it. This shit's so forced, but like.
See, yo, hold on, Joe. See, I'm glad we on the phone so we could really clear the air, because this is the real, how this shit really came about. Because I don't know what's being told to you, but I specifically told you how this whole shit came about. Niggas hit my line after your PG, bro, and offered me you and said they would like for me to battle you. I have shit already in works. Why would I come up from BL5 and be thinking to battle Joe? What the fuck? No, niggas called me. I said, all right, y'all confident in them and mentioned Ball Legacy. That's is a good look. All right, let's go. They called me back and said, nah, we're going to do something different. Now, I have nothing to do with them calling you, how they presented it to you. Like, oh, Snake Eyes want to battle you. That's cool how they made it look, but that's not what happened. You never was on my radar. I never was thinking about you. Like, for what?
Once you said that, then it understood. But you have to understand.
But now the narrative is when you got Norbs come out and he say your name with mine, and he say you passed me, and then I address it, and then your battle comes out. It makes it look like I'm trying to cut in front of your shine. It makes it look like I'm trying to, like, it makes it try to validate that you're actually ahead of a nigga, or you're on my level. You're not. You're not.
Well, I don't know how. Let me ask this. Joe, do you feel like you passed Snake Eyes yourself? Yeah, how many views you and Ryder got?
Oh, shit.
We just touched 100, man. We 100.
Less than me in 1 year.
Battle rap is different right now. If me and Ryder came out today, we doing them same numbers. What are you talking about?
I don't know about that.
Battle rap is different right now. There's a lot of shit that go on. The reason why that battle did that. And plus, bro, Joe, let's be real, bro. It's like, who is this guy on URL? Let's click it. Like, stop. Like, what are we talking about?
That makes me comfortable. Why are you acting like that's a bad thing? Did I look different? I stand out. That's not a bad. I'm good with that.
No, I'm saying that's good for you. That's good for you. So I understand why you're talking your views. No, congratulations to you getting those views in 4 days. That's cool. When now you get on the radio and you pushing this, you will beat me and you caught up in this past me. Nah, now like I'm to the point where I'm about to dust tone off, right? And then it's like we could go here.
Every time I say I'll beat you, somebody, I don't bring it up, somebody asks me, and then say, who am I to say, nah, I would lose to Snake Eyes? Like, come on, man, like, who would do that? This is regular
shit. You saying blasphemy shit. When you say never, in any sentence you say, he'll never do this, never. Like, what are you talking about? Everything you can do, I can do better. You know why? Because it's authentic. Everything you can do, I can do better because it's authentic. Period.
Oh, my God.
Yo, okay, guys, bro, hold on. Right. You saying the wordplay and punches? Bro. You could do wordplay and punches better than Joe?
Yo, I'm still, like, niggas haven't seen a full package of me. Niggas haven't seen, like, you feel me? Like, I only have a couple of battles. Ain't no, niggas, wait till you see what I do. After June 11th, it's going to be a different thing out about me. It just keeps going up. It doesn't, like,
it'll be dope.
Niggas say I can't punch.
It'll be dope. Like, that's the thing.
All right,
we're
going to see if
niggas
say I can punch after June 11th. We're going to see. We're going to see how much of a nigga say I just do street shit after June 11th. When I punch Tone fucking lights out, then we're going to see what lane they put me in next. Since niggas say I can't do that.
I'm looking forward to it.
My thing is this, man. If I battle Joe, it's going to be a total Mitch match. It's going to be an embarrassment. He can't fuck with me. He's going to spare his corny-ass punch on. You feel me? That he Googled. He's put his corny ass dick that he Googled, and I'm just going
to
be me.
I'm going to win.
You know why? Because I'm being me. I'm going to win because I'm being me. I really went through shit. I really faced shit in life. This is my life. This is my life I'm talking about. This is my fucking life. You just came in a battle rap 2014. You just came in 2014, and you trying to put that shit you Googled ahead of niggas that really face shit in real life. Get the fuck out of here.
Where am I from, bro? Do you know where I grew up at?
The marketing situation, I get it. I understand why you're here, bro, but you're not fucking with me, bro. Stop.
Do you understand? I'm just asking a question. I'm not a trick question. Do you know where I'm from or no?
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Right. You're just saying that shit because I'm white. That's fucking.
I do not care where you're from, Joe.
Exactly.
I do not care where you're from. I'm going off the feel that you give off in the battles. Period.
The fact that I'm white to you discredits every bar I got. Well, to most people, it doesn't. Most people be fucking with it. They know I'm dead nice with the pen. If you want to discredit everything I say, that's cool, bro.
Nobody said you ain't nice with the pen. That's cool, but you Googled half that shit, bro. Like, you ain't, you feel me? Like, you feel me? What I'm talking about is what goes on in my life. What happened today might be in my tone rounds. That's how real it is. This is a different thing. This is a different thing. You sit at home and get your best paws together and Google to see if this is go with this or go with this, and you come and be spectacular because it's like, oh, shit, you shot a three. Stop it, my nigga. Stop it.
You were like, trying to criticize and downplay somebody for having bars. This is a rap battle.
I'm not down to you for having bars. What I'm trying to say is, when you talk about you can beat me, now I'm looking at our matchup. Them same bars that you good for ain't going to mean shit when you standing in front of me, dogs. I'm going to make that shit look like nothing. Come on. First of all, yo, if my 2-on-2 drop, niggas won't even be having this discussion, my nigga. You feel me? We won't even be having this discussion.
I want this to drop today. I can't wait for that shit. Like, I don't know why you okay. Hope that shit drop. I heard it was fight. Like, we still gonna be having a discussion. It's a 2-on-2, bro. It's like, it's, you know, whatever.
Sad.
Come on,
so
man. Come
so, on, so,
man.
So doesn't count. You saying it don't really count?
Yo,
yeah,
all right, yo. The reason why I say that because niggas like to throw these views and shit out there, right?
Like a 2-on-2 will not raise an individual stock very much at all.
All right, no, I agree with that. It's an all-star game. All right, but what I'm trying to say is, since niggas always want to throw views out there and all that, right? When them shits do crazy numbers, then what is niggas gonna be able to say? Is nothing gonna be? What niggas gonna say? Oh, they just watched it for Rod and Jack. Get the fuck out of here, because we all sold that fight. Everybody could go back and see me and Jack sold that fight to the day of. Niggas was there to see our battle.
Facts.
So when that shit drop and do numbers, I don't want to hear next. Oh, the only reason why I did numbers is because of Rod and Jack. I don't want to hear that.
I know. I'm not gonna say that.
So then what are you going to be able to say, Joe? You're going to still talk about your 100,000 in 4 days?
I can, though, because...
Come on, man. Like, come on, you battled
like,
Holmesy, Joe. That's it, bro. You had a good battle with Holmesy, and that's it. Like, I did way more. I've been through way more gauntlets. I battled Ryder. Went from Ryder, ran through Philly. Went from Philly history, 2-on-2. I went from that, they bringing Tone back. I got to go through that. Like, you battling Holmesy and another light competition, nigga. Ain't no competition.
Point, you're making my point. You did all that
ain't no
shit,
competition.
And look where we're both at.
Ain't no competition.
You did all that.
Battle some competition, man. Then you could talk about who you better than, like.
So question. How far do the views bring this in terms of who's better?
Listen, man,
not much. Me and Snake Eyes have different views of better, quote unquote. I think someone's better when they rap better, and I feel like I rap better.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like you're better if you're
hey,
from
yo.
New York. I don't,
hey, yo. Hey, yo, this nigga said he rap better than me. First of all, you probably can't do a track to save your life. That's one.
Right,
you probably can't make a music. Listen, man. Listen, man. Like, that's the thing, man. Yeah, exactly. Say that. You battle rap better, though. I'm an MC, my nigga. I do music, nigga, and I can't do into this. You feel me? No, you're not a better. When you say you're a better rapper, you can't be a better rapper. You know why I stand out? Because I am a original MC, I come from this shit. I don't have to do the bars that y'all niggas do. I don't have to do that to stand out. I do what I do. I really do music. I really do that.
Can you, though? Could you?
I really
do
that. You would never be able to rap better than me. Never. Them bars that you have that you Google, okay. Oh, it might be more intricate than what Snake Eyes said, but it's not going to be more authentic. No way near. No way near.
Not a rap.
I got a question for you, Snake Eyes. When you say he's not authentic, mm-hmm. right? You say you're putting your street bars into rap. So when you got niggas like JC and Chilla Jones and Danger Zone, who have nice pens also, like, is it the same for them?
Well, as far I'm talking about with Joe and me, but as far if you want to talk about JC and them, I would go look at their resume when they battle dudes with the same type of intensity I bring. They ain't do as good either.
Okay, I got
you. Feel what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm trying to break down you saying he's not authentic. So I'm trying to say that just because he got mad bars and there's no street shit in his shit.
I'm just saying when he rap, listen, bro, like, I was at the battle. I was at his battle. If you see me in the footage, bro, he had lines that I appreciated because we in there, we drinking, we having a good time. Yeah, Joe going off. But, like, let's be real. Like, that shit ain't really, they don't feel nothing. There ain't no real, like, it's just bars.
Yeah, still stands for and feeling shit. You're right, bro.
It's just bars, bro. It's just bars, man. But that's what the people want right now, so I get it. Like, it's cool. It's cool, but when you talk about standing in front of me, it's not going to be the same.
So why would no one jump up and say
you
that?
You have to downgrade somebody's bars. I understand.
What did you say, Cass?
No, I said, oh no! I was saying like so. What made Norb say that? Obviously, he might think that he must think it's a decent match on the line.
Yo, honestly, man, I don't even think Norb meant that shit, man. I don't know, man. I think Norb just said it. I don't know. I think he was high, like, cause if you look at niggas' work, like, everybody's like, how? Where did that come from? You dig what I'm saying? But when I respond and it's like I'm already. You know, how I come off, niggas be like, oh, I'll be wailing, it makes it look like I'm hating on Joe, I'm trying to knock, nah, man, like, I got shit already coming up, like, I'm focused on, I don't even want to be doing this, but, like, when I see you talking about you better than me, like, bro, now you're just talking out your ass, how, what you want to bet, like, what are we doing here, like, what are we doing, like, Norb's in the field, but we could bet, like, what's up, like,
y'all could bet,
Just as long as you know, I'm not calling into these radio shows saying I want to talk about Snake Eyes. They are asking me these questions.
Man, the way, listen, man, you can't run from this shit once you hear. You hear, man. This is where the wolves is at. Like, you
yeah,
saying
Snake
shit
Eyes,
that.
Snake Eyes, he ain't backing down, though.
No, and that's fine. So then what do we wait? All right, so after I handle this, you feel me? He got whatever he got going on. He handled that. We could take it there, like, you feel me? We could take it there.
Mm.
It's no problem with me. I'm with it.
Yeah, Joe. I feel like it's gotta happen now.
You feel like what?
I feel like it's gotta happen now. I'm with it. Yeah, I feel like it's gotta happen now.
Oh shit.
Oh, man, I'm gonna be honest. I know who you're battling. You might want to call him. You might want to call him and say, man, because I'm about to dust tone off.
Yeah, I'm about to dust. I'm about to dust. You know who off too?
Oh man, like I would do this battle for the people. You feel me? Like I would do this battle for the people. Like, cause niggas be, you be crazy, man. Niggas get one good battle. Nigga got an Under Armour sweat on. Niggas talking about he battled. Man, nigga, this shit is crazy.
You know, like, why is my sweatshirt make me trash? Like, that's so silly. To think about it.
It's just an insult, man. It's an insult to me, man. Like you feel me? Like. Shit was an easy game. I came from this radio station, bro. My first battle was on a radio station that we on right now.
What did I do with my hat? I don't understand
because,
that.
No, I'm trying to tell you, bro, my rise is different. Like, I really had to earn it. Like, I really had to, like, show niggas that I was good to get here. You getting, like, niggas, come on, stop. It's not the same.
I earned my shit, too. That was my third PG I just did. And one got vaulted. You've seen that one. No need all right,
and you battle, and look who you battle, bro. Another nigga in your, come on, you battle another nigga in your class had a good battle, and they putting you out in niggas that really battle better competition than you. That don't make sense.
All right, let me ask you a question. Dead ass, listen. Who's your last? Who last two battles were? Or who besides the 2-on-2?
All right, Easy the Block Captain in Jersey. You might want to go check that out.
I saw good shit.
And I battled Mugga, I battled Hand, and it was Ryder. I got four URL
battles. So I'll give you Black Mugga and Big Hand, or Holmesy the
Dirty. 3-0. I haven't lost a round in like a year and a half. If you really want to talk one-on-ones, Joe, I haven't lost a round.
I got you.
Say what you said.
Go ahead, Joe. Now, he was talking. I think he's trying to compare his opponent to yours.
I'm just saying he's just competition. Like I didn't have tough battles. You know, it ain't easy to battle Dougie in New York when no one knows you. That shit ain't easy. And then
I give you that.
I
give you that.
Dougie did have
I give you that battle.
Too,
but what happened when you did that battle?
I
was that battle when you did that battle? Was
space
niggas
space
going crazy like they going now?
I tell you, bro, I really do think that what added to the, you know, reaction against Holmesy was the Dougie footage. People saw that, yo, this kid can rap his ass off. They were ready for it.
What?
You saw the different reaction.
I was there for that, man. And it was bad. It was bad.
And then go check the votes. Go check the polls on URL and the YouTube comments and see who they got winning.
And you want to talk about your Ish battle that never surfaced because you was not
I
good in that
Ish.
Either?
I clearly beat Ish. That was so clear, bro.
Mm. Niggas, come on, man. It wasn't. You feel me? It wasn't
Why
like
did you get
that.
Vaulted, though?
Apparently it was audio. I heard it was an audio thing where like one of Ish's whole rounds didn't make it to the camera. Like you couldn't hear it. So I don't know. That's what I heard. Like then, as far as quality of battle, Snake, you can agree. I feel like that battle should not have gotten vaulted. It was a good battle.
I mean, people had you winning the battle, but it wasn't like it was a. Like listen, after that battle, niggas was like, "Yo, he got to do more work. Like he got more work to do. Like niggas ain't understand. Like
I did. I went back to the drawing board and I worked."
So that's why it's insulting to me that now you finally have a breakthrough battle where you do good and I'm actually going through shit to try to make my mark and get the battles that I feel to deserve that you just coming out saying you better. Like, what? You pat who? What?
What are we doing? They ask me the questions, I answer them, bro. Like,
Blasphemy.
All right. Well, we'll settle it one day soon.
Last week,
one day,
you feel me? And I know this shit probably making Norbs and them niggas mad, making them mad at me probably more. If they feel me, put them up. If they feel like they want to get me, put you up, shut me up, put me up. You know what I'm saying? If you feel you a better rapper, we could go.
Better battle rapper.
I don't duck nobody.
Rap.
Okay, he said a better battle rapper.
Yeah, when I said it earlier, I don't know if you heard me. I took it back. I said battle rapper because I do not do music, so
yeah.
You're automatically a better, you know what I mean? Whatever. But yeah.
You Google
it, man.
I go off life.
This shit, man.
Oh, God.
Man, this shit kind of crazy right here. We got to see this shit, man. We got to see this shit.
Like, you Google, I go off life. That's the difference, my nigga.
You're only saying that because of the fact, because an image that you're like brainwashed.
Nah, nigga, it's the feel. Nigga don't get no feel. My heart don't beat like.
Look
ain't,
at your
like,
face. Look at your face during me and Holmesy battle. Look at your face when I'm rapping.
Yo, I was drunk.
Oh shit.
Oh come on, bro. Don't do that.
Yo, say
that. Didn't I just say on the line that he had shit that niggas was appreciating? Like
right.
At the end of the day, why would I want to be?
Feel. Yeah, obviously, you were feeling the bars. So what feel are you talking about?
Yo, Joe, the same way you said, Joe, you was in my inbox going crazy, wanting advice. Like, yo, can you spar? Like, what do you mean? I don't have to talk about shit like that. Like, what? I was at the battle, enjoyed the battle. What, I want to have a mean face and act like I don't care about nothing? Nah, you had shit. But now, since they bringing your name in with mine, which I didn't understand, now I got to, like, shut that shit down. Because this shit get crazy. You getting loose. You on PSA. No. He really feel like he can fuck with a nigga. Like, he bugging. Like.
I understand. You got to defend your I got you. I feel you. I understand why
this
is
bet on
happen.
It? Like, but, whatever. Like.
He got to defend Dougie.
No, I said he got to defend himself. Like he got like when someone
Dougie
when
smoked
someone
this nigga. Dougie smoked this nigga. 30 bad.
Hey, yo,
like, what are you talking about?
Hey, yo, hold on, Snake Eyes. I'm gonna be real with you. This nigga really think he could beat you, bro. Like, this is not an act. I don't think he's doing this for
yeah.
The radio, my nigga.
I'm not.
That's what happens when these kids sit at home and they find how to do this battle rap shit. And you know what I'm saying? Like he knows how to find his bars and Google and come up with the best shit. I get it. Like.
Hey, Joe, what's up with all this Google shit he keeps talking about? I know, like, I don't think Joe's even Googling
that's
rhymes.
Yeah,
I know he said
all he has is bro. Like, that's all he's got.
Yeah.
After the formula, but I got more battles than you, so I've been doing this shit for more for longer than you.
It's the white rum nigga.
You
right
have more
here,
battles
G.
than me.
Probably, yeah. How many battles you got, Snake?
I got, in total, 7.
Yeah, I got more battles than that. And by the way, the white rub nitty is one of the best compliments you could give me, honestly.
Say that again?
I mean.
I said the white rum nitty is about the best compliment you can give me, personally.
This nigga Corey said the white rum nitty. Okay.
To me, that's good.
Just Snake Eyes, man. Yo, niggas in the comments is like, yo, like, what's up? Nah, but yo, Snake Eyes, mad niggas is saying Joe clean. Yo, mad niggas is saying Joe clean dummy up, clean Dougie up, bro.
I would disagree with that, but At the end of the day, you got to understand they had the Dougie shit with the recycling. You know what I'm saying? He had that fighting that. So, you feel
Dougie
me?
Dougie had
remember
a harder shirt on him. Dougie had better shirt and clothes than me, and his hat was better, so he won.
Nah, he destroyed you, bro. I'm going to come clean. He destroyed you.
This man said a Yorkie in a Louis bag. I'm zipping this bitch. They went nuts.
Facts. That's natural, though. That's real. Like, he's just being, he's just going off just natural energy, though, bro. Like, this shit, come on, man. All right. Come on, man.
I feel you. I don't want to argue anymore. It just disagrees.
It's not an argument, Joe, man. I see what you're trying to do, man. Yo, I have no problem being the underdog. Yo, I'm going to tell you something. I have no problem being the underdog if we battle going into this shit.
Yeah,
I have no problem with everybody feeling like you're going to win.
Do you think you'd be the underdog
with
battle
right now? I have no problem because we in so much of a bar format world now, and you like they love what you do. And niggas think that I can't do that and shit, and it's just going to be nothing but a progression and yelling, and I would love being underdog because I would destroy you. Bad.
Maybe you can.
All three
maybe
rounds.
You can do it. I just haven't seen it. Maybe,
all three
maybe
rounds,
can,
nigga.
Like, I'm unthirtyable, so that's not going to happen. But
all three rounds,
can,
boy. Once I lock on you, Joe, that's it, bro. It's not going to look good, boy.
Hey, if you lose to me, it's going to look real bad, bro. I'm telling you right now.
It's not going to happen, bro. It's not gonna happen.
Yep. All right,
Snake. And then you dot my Snake Eyes. There's a lot riding on this shit, damn niggas are saying.
Yo, I haven't lost since a battle. Cats like
Some niggas are saying they got Joe 2-1 clear.
That's cool. And they probably not even gonna come to the battle.
Hey, you know why you lost the Ryder battle though? Because Ryder was out punching you.
I definitely didn't lose that battle.
You think you beat Ryder?
In my opinion, yes.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was a great battle. One of the best PGs you can find.
Yeah, it was a good battle. I know. That was fire. I thought it got
but
you.
When was that battle, Caps? That was in what, 2015, right? 2016?
That was a year ago.
And I haven't lost since. Where niggas is like, I ran through everything else.
Yeah, but
can you say that, Joe? What are we talking about? What are we talking about here? Let's really talk about wins.
You black mugger and easy the block captain. Like, boy, come on, man.
You need to tell this man who Big Hand was. Like, Big Hand ain't had no rep, but like, niggas just tried to act like Big Hand was nothing when I was going into battling that nigga. Like, niggas was thought he was supposed to kill me.
Yo, you know what? And Snake Eyes ain't lying either. Big Hand was like the main nigga holding down in my opinion. But I didn't even think Snake Eyes was gonna beat him. That's a fact.
I didn't know much about Big Hand. And that's not even a great battle.
I don't even like that battle. I don't even go back to that. That battle was terrible.
Like,
that's one of my worst ever.
When Snake Eyes battled Big Hand was that dude in Philly. Out of everybody right now, like Big Hand been holding down for a couple of years now. He was the main dude. That's why Snake Eyes was the underdog.
That's
what's up. That's crazy. I was there
for
that.
Joe ain't stupid, man.
He ain't stupid. All right. So at the end of the day, like y'all niggas is down to battle sometime. Cause yo, there's so much controversy around this. You got niggas actually talking about the battle and shit. So y'all both are down to settle it.
Yeah.
Listen, man, if they feel like this, listen, we could do it, man. We could do it. We could do it, man. Dirty 30.
I mean, this is battle rap with God. Let's be serious. This ain't fucking home economics and shit, man.
Dirty 30, man.
Battle probably going to happen, to be honest with you, because I'm about to take another step upward, so then you have to as well.
Nah, that shit ain't no step up where you got next. I was already on Born Legacy.
When I beat my next opponent.
I already did that, bro.
I feel you. I'm not saying you didn't. Like, I'm saying, say Tone Montana were to clearly beat you, and I clearly beat my next opponent, then all of a sudden our battle all makes sense on the one. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, the crazy thing about it, Joe, man, I will be making room to battle you because I'm already got plans, like, shit after this, my nigga. And I hate this every battle, yo. I got to beat a nigga. Man, Tone, he's out of here. This is the nail in the coffin.
I will say this, though. I will say this. Snake Eyes, you definitely have a heart. Like, the vintage Tone Montana, if he still got that in him, you got a fight in your hands, bro. I'm going to tell you that shit right now. I ain't even going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight it. If mm-hmm. he come back, like how we know the old Tone, you have a fight in your hands, my nigga.
Hey, I will hope for that. I will hope for that, man.
Mm.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what it is. I just want to get you niggas up here. I know it's early boy this shit, but I just want to get down to the nitty gritty with this shit. So you niggas is down to battle each other. See, y'all gotta understand, even if the matchup ain't all that, the shit talking is what builds this shit up to the point that niggas will be interested in watching this motherfucker. So now it makes sense.
Yes.
Then y'all get booked for it, now y'all getting paid to get it's the battle with shit. So it all really works out. You know what I'm saying? You niggas don't hate each other. It's about a good battle. Once y'all talk shit, now it's like, we know y'all going to go to the pattern like hard round.
Joe don't even know, man. I'm giving him more love than, like I'm saying, niggas could have still just been talking about his battle, lies, other shit. You feel me? Like, I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm validating him even more. Like, you feel me? Come on, man. Welcome to the plan still, though.
I look at it like this. It's a two-way street. Yeah, you can look at it like you validated him more, or you can look at it like, yo, that nigga battle was fire, and everybody's talking about that shit, and you taking advantage of the shit. It depends on how you're looking at the situation. I know one thing, if Joe beats you, wow, it's going to be a lot of shit talking.
Wow.
Just being honest with you, it's going to be a lot of shit talking.
That shit, man.
You just joined
up,
I'm just saying.
I'm not losing to none of these niggas, man.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to act like
Jesus.
I said, hey, God, we ain't going to act like Joe don't got it. Joe got bars.
He punched, man, but I'm the best in the class, man. That's the difference.
You know what, Joe?
Well, I'm the best.
And I want to fuck this shit. I just thought about this shit. You started watching battle rap, you said. You started fucking with battle rap around Total Slaughter, right?
Yeah.
So from there, you just started writing mad shit? Or, like, how did that even... Because Total Slaughter wasn't...
I wrote bars and I wrote shit like even when I was like younger. I've been writing forever. I just never actually rapped the shit. I used to ghostwrite for a lot of local rappers too.
So you've been writing rhymes. You just never battled.
Yeah. No, I used to ghostwrite for a bunch of these local dudes up north and shit. Like, yeah, I used to write all the time. I used to write every day.
You used to ghostwrite.
I didn't really. Yeah.
You used to ghostwrite for battles or for songs?
I used to ghostwrite for people with music and shit. Like, that was back, like, years ago. Like, local rappers and shit. I give them verses on all that shit.
And why would you say that? Then why don't you just jump up and say Snake Eyes make better music for you if you were ghostwriting for niggas?
I don't got any music. You can't find one track of mine. you can't find me spitting on one beat. Like, it doesn't count. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. Well, yo, my nigga, I just want to amp this up a little bit of shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what the streets say about this. And, you know, and hey, who knows, man? Maybe it go down. Maybe it will. I actually hope it does go down because that is a lot of niggas talking about you, bro. And it is a style clash, but it could be a fire style clash. You know what I'm saying?
It could be
a fire style clash.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, salute to both of y'all. Appreciate you niggas calling up. This shit will be uploaded. We're going to see what niggas say, man. Y'all niggas be straight.
All right. Back to the Googling, Joe.
Have a good day, Snake.
Early, man. Shout out to both them niggas coming on, man. Snake Eyes and Joe. What's up, man? What y'all niggas think about that shit, man? I'm not mad at this battle to be up myself, to be real true. Joe got a buzz, Snake Eyes doing this thing and shit. Like, fuck it, man. We gotta do something to keep battle rap going forward. You dig what I'm saying? It just has to be like that, period. It got to be like that. Hold on, let me see what this is right here. Yo, 201-423, you want?
Yo.
Yo,
it's T-Mac.
Yo, T-Mac, what's good, man?
What's up, fam? What's going on?
Not shit, man. I had to get this motherfucker, this face-off problem with Joe and Snake Eyes. What's your thoughts on that shit, man?
Yo, man, Joe kind of impressed me, man. I just finished watching that joint. I just finished watching the battle and shit on my way home. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. I feel like Snake Eyes, man, if he don't clearly win this battle, if it does go down, or even the Tone Montana joint coming up, I think he's going to get lost in that PG shuffle, man. He's going to be another forgotten PG because it's too many out of that class that's coming up. You got names like Ryder, Jack Boy, Twerk. You got too many people that are kind of ahead of him already. And the dude Joe creeping up on him already, too. So, Snake Eyes don't do something soon. It's going to be a wrap for him. He's going to be left behind. You feel me?
Damn, you think, you like that?
Yeah.
I mean, Snake Eyes been winning battles, though, but he's been winning.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not memorable wins. Like, these dudes are, like, putting on. And, you know what I mean? We got, what, two or three classics from, like, other niggas from his class. And we haven't really gotten much from him. The 2-on-2 ain't dropped yet. And I heard he lost that. Him and Dougie lost that. So, I mean, he got to do something to get the fans on his side and to kind of, like, stay up ahead with his class. You know what I mean? There's too many people in that. And you got Chef Trez. Yeah, so.
What about Trez?
I mean, you got Chef Trez in that class too, and he was supposed to been, I mean, ahead of the times, and he's falling behind too. But I mean, I see him kicking up, but that JC loss kind of fucking pushed him a notch back a little bit, in my opinion. So,
you think
I mean, so? Yeah, these dudes they playing catch up, man. They playing catch up. You got Chef Trez lost to Ryder. I mean, the Mike P win was like, it was debatable, which it shouldn't have been for Chef Trez. And then now he just lost to JC. I mean, these dudes, man, they got to come up with something, man. They got to get a body or some type of classic or something on their belts. It's going to be looking bad for them in the next few years.
God damn, man. Battle rap is there's so many new battles, I guess you should. I don't know, though, man. Like, man, this shit is fucked up, man. Because I'm all for if you winning, you gotta get rewarded, you gotta move on if you winning and shit. I'm all for that shit. But I know mad niggas. I know niggas who do have Trez beating Ryder too, though. At the same time, and I'm not taking nothing from Ryder. I'm not saying I even call it like that. But I do know niggas who got Trez. See, the thing about it, you really see clear wins now.
Yeah, that's true. It's very rare.
That's fucking shit up. Niggas is having good battles to the point that it's like, all right, it can still go either way. You ain't really seeing no clear wins no more when niggas get smoked and shit like that. That's what the games are missing. I remember before, niggas was getting bodied before. Like, there was no, it was debatable. You know what I'm saying? They really wasn't none of that shit. Niggas like really winning and shit. Now it's like, I guess that could be the thing with the bar-for-bar-for-bar setup shit, is that if both niggas come like that, well, all y'all doing is just spitting mad in the bars. It's going to be hard to say who won it because niggas going to like both y'all shit.
Yeah, somebody's going to like either or, you know what I mean? It's always going to be a person out there that's going to like one or the other, you know what I mean, more so than others. So it's too many fans out here that's going to, you know what I mean, go either way. What you think about the Cortez and Daylight drink? I just watched that earlier, too.
Yo, Daylight had some shit, but I had Cortez winning clearly, man. Cortez got to be one of the most – him and Tay-Rock. It's the most consistent niggas, I think. Well, who you had winning that battle? Let me ask you that. Who you had winning that?
Oh, no. Cortez, definitely. Especially Cortez with the third. I think Cortez first or second was definitely over Daylight shit. But Daylight second was kind of deep and all that shit. But my nigga, Daylight, yo, I'm getting kind of tired of Daylight not directly attacking his opponent, man. Same shit with him and Old Red. Like, he's a good rapper.
Yo, you know
I think
though?
That's what he's stuck in.
I'm gonna be dead real with you, bro. Be dead real with you. The first battle I ever seen. Actually, it was him. Daylight always rap like that. That's the only thing. I feel you because I hate that. Like, Daylight be rapping about everything else but his opponent. But that nigga has always rap like that. I'm not even going front. You know what I'm saying? He has. I just don't like it myself. I'm gonna add one more nigga on. Hold on. I don't know who this is, though. Yo, 334-590, you on? Yo, 334-590, you on? Oh, shit, now he goes to pick up.
Niggas fell asleep.
Hell yeah. You know what? I know niggas is at work and shit. Matter of fact, 334, he ain't answering. Hold on, let me get one more nigga. Because I see this mad niggas on the show. I want to at least get y'all niggas some burn. Yo. Yo, 843-530, you were?
Yo.
Yo, who this?
What's good? What's going on? What's going on, guys? My name Rich.
Hey, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm driving right now. Hold on, let me wind my window up, bro. I'm sorry.
Man,
what's going on, guys? Y'all can hear me now?
What up, man? Yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, Snake Eyes or Joe? I'm going to go Joe because Snake Eyes hasn't impressed me yet. And I'm not saying
but
that.
Snake Eyes didn't lose the battle.
No, okay, so I keep hearing you say that, Cap. I feel like Snake Eyes lost his battle to Ryder. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like Ryder had more, how you say it, more appeal to the crowd than Snake Eyes did. Now, don't get me wrong, Snake Eyes is dope because I feel like he murdered Big Han and Muggy. I feel like he murdered them first. Mm. I didn't give his opponents any round, but Snake Eyes hasn't really impressed me yet. He hasn't gave me nothing to remember yet from him.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
How you feel about that?
Go ahead. My fault.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? That's what battle rappers come to be, man. Whoever impresses more, whoever has a memorable round, whoever, I mean, the shock value, everything. It's not about who's rapping better or this and that no more, whoever has the this and that. It's about whoever impresses the crowd more. That's what battle rap has become, man. And it's kind of good and bad, but it's just weird now to judge battles. Because you got some people say, oh, well, he didn't appeal to me more, or he didn't do this and this and that. What happens is just rapping. Who's better at just attacking their opponent and just who had the nicer lines? You know what I mean?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand now. Because you got to think about it. If niggas is worried about ticket sales, then you got to be looking at the nigga who impresses the crowd more. So I guess it kind of goes hand in hand. Before, when it was just about who was better, you didn't care about impressing the crowd.
Well, I put it like this because I hate this analogy where, you know, if you lose in the building, you lose in the building, but you win on cam. When you win on cam, it matters the most. I hate that analogy, one, because when I look at battle rap, because I'm a battle rap fan, when you look at battles, I look for performance, I look for schemes, I look for wordplay, I look for all that, but performance is big to me because anybody can go on stage and get rap. Anybody can go on stage and put words together and it sounds fire. But if you're not doing anything to entertain or leave a classic moment, then what are you battle rapping for? Because you get paid how much money to do 9-minute rounds, but then all you want to do is go up there and rap and then you look boring on stage. That's why I don't understand this point
system you got going on where you point bars. But Rich, your name is Rich, right? Okay, but Rich, all right. I mean, how do they know they're looking boring though? I don't battle rap at all. I would feel the battle like you're not thinking you're gonna look boring. You're gonna be worried thinking about the shit you're saying.
Oh, so let me give you an example. Shotgun Shit versus Av. Who do you got winning this battle?
I had Shotgun Shit winning. I ain't gonna hold you. I thought Av was fighting though. Av had some shit.
Why did Shotgun win the
drive? All right, performance definitely played a part. I'm not going to lie. It played a part, but I actually think Suge was going at Av. And then what really fucked me up was the fact that Suge didn't even use the bar-taking angle. He did all that. Not even mention that shit really in the battle. That was a complete throw-off right there. That was actually kind of strategic and shit.
Suge sucked that angle.
Him taking bars and shit.
Yeah. Okay, so two key things you threw out at me. You said performance played a big part, and you said he went at his opponent.
It played a big part, but that's not why. That's the only reason why I gave Suge the win. I think Suge was spitting too, though.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Shotgun had some shit like that. I'll do construction work on Av Bar, that setup coming up to that. I lost my
When that motherfucker, when he was acting like he was on the jackhammer, I almost threw the remote, my nigga.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Yeah, it was.
But But the reason why I pointed at those 2 points is because if Shotgun did that jackhammer shit, if he didn't have that performance, if he didn't have that energy going at ass, motherfuckers would say bar for bar wise after Shug. So shoot, I don't feel that way. I feel like Shug had bars. He had more control of the crowd. He had performance, and he attacked Av better than Av attacked too. That's why I say it's more than just rapping, because I don't want you any like Rum Nitty. The reason why I had one problem with Rum Nitty is because I felt like Rum Nitty was trying to force his performance instead of having that type of feel already for the stage. That's why I had one problem with Rum Nitty. But you can't tell me Rum Nitty is dope. You can't tell me he doesn't have a. The only debatable battle that I've seen Rum Nitty have since he hit the URL stage was Rock. And I feel like Rock won that 2-1.
But you know why?
And the reason why I have Rock Rum Nitty did too much.
Rum Nitty did too much?
Yeah. Like the little pocket tech and all that other stuff that Rum Nitty was good. Aggressiveness Rum Nitty is. When you give off a persona already, who you are, don't try to change who you are to, you know, get at your opponent.
Hey, your phone kind of sound kind of muffled and shit. Nah, most niggas got mad at Rum Nitty because of the training angle. But I think it's kind of fucked up because all niggas kept saying was, oh, all he could do is punch. All he could do is punch. So now when he tries to do an angle, now everybody turns on.
Yeah, because, like, I never really seen a puncher do a good angle anyway. Like, it's hard to do angles when you're punching back to back because it doesn't go hand to hand. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I never seen a puncher do an angle and it turned out good anyway. Like, no puncher has ever done that. If you remember somebody, let me know now, shit.
Like, let me give you an example. I've never seen a puncher take an angle. Like, the reason why B Magic was so hot because he stuck to punching. Like, we didn't have a puncher since I want to say Conceited. That's why they battled. I haven't seen anybody punch back to back harder than B Magic did when he first came out. And you never seen B Magic try to use an angle that wasn't in his arsenal of work.
Well, all right, hold up, bro. So you tell me, B-Magic, all right, you ain't seen no more harder. Like, you don't think Khan punch harder than B-Magic? B-Magic had more consistent
punches.
I think
Khan beat B-Magic when they battled.
Okay. Maddie, yo, you know what, B? We got a Khan come clean, bro. It ain't even just Khan. Like, that whole, as soon as Heartless, your Heartless used to have some of the meanest punches too, bro. Maybe everything else wasn't there and shit, but his punches was crazy.
Yeah, but I think where Heartless went wrong was, like, Heartless didn't try to sharpen his craft. Like, he didn't try to sharpen his performance and all that. The biggest thing I heard about Heartless was he was a good writer, but he was just boring to watch. And he wasn't believable. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
No, that's true. And he kind of
well, what two battles shows you that when he battled Calico, he was barring Calico. I actually think he beat Calico. Let me say that now. He beat him in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But he had so many punches. But it was like Calico was able to hang in there. And then the fucking
I can't argue that.
Back to the beginning of Smack where Heartless battled Shotgun Shug, you could see it right there. That performance really mattered. Jug was all over Heartless. Like, Heartless looked like he kept sweating. Like, he wanted to get the fuck out of that battle and jump on somebody's back and get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, Shug wrapped circles around Heartless. I'm not even going to lie to you on that one.
So that shit I don't know.
I can't argue with that Cal angle because I personally, bar for bar, I had Heartless being another Cal. But if you throw everything else into play, I understand why people will say Cal fought back and Cal kind of could have edged the win.
No, he fought back, man. He ain't
stretch it.
Cal ain't winning. Yeah. Fuck that shit. I ain't doing all of that now. if niggas from Heartless, like, God damn, bro.
Yeah, Heartless bar for ball wise wrap circles on Cal. I'm not even going to lie to you on that one.
I think it's that image, right, too, man. He kind of got he kind of got a bad image.
Caps, I got a question.
What up?
Because you know, I've been listening to y'all radio show for a while now. JC battling Lux. What's up with that?
What's up with it?
Like, so I just, cause me personally, if you want to get technical, I feel the same way Tony Bro does. It doesn't matter what the name is that's battling Lux. I feel like Lux should get in his bag and battle somebody. I feel like the reason why JC should get a battle with Lux, and I know I'm gonna get heat for this, but pen wise and resume wise, JC deserves Lux. But I do like the angle that y'all use saying big names. JC had a problem with big names. I like
no,
that
see,
angle,
here's the problem.
I still feel like
I'm gonna tell you the problem. I'm gonna tell you the problem right there, real quick. Number one, you said resume wise. So when you say resume wise. Name the names who JC battled that beat that actually won. Because a lot of niggas got resumes where they just lost. So we talking about Loaded Lux. We're not talking about a Born Legacy battle or no shit like that. When we talking about Loaded Lux, we talking about niggas who was clearly on top. That's why I want to verb the battle Lux. Because it's like, my nigga, as in Midwest, you couldn't say Verb wasn't the best. It was clear. So it made sense. For the battle,
Verb ran the Midwest.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So when you say JC, my only problem with JC in my top five, I've always fucked with JC, is that you don't even show up for regular top niggas. So why the fuck should I, unless you gonna battle this nigga in a cage or a small quiet room or something, okay? But you clearly, it just seems like that. Period.
So what?
He battled Tay Rock. Mad niggas got Tay Rock winning. You battle Arsenal. Mad niggas got Arsenal winning. You battle. Yeah. And it don't stop. It really don't stop.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Even though that Tay Rock and JC battle was kind of debatable, but I do got Rock edging that win. Because watch Rock's second round. Watch Rock's second round, and that will tell you why I got Rock edging that battle against JC.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If JC didn't recycle on that Minnesota League, I'm not looking at that shit differently. But I can't do that, my nigga. You can't recycle the same bar twice. That whole situation was crazy right there.
I feel like if any battle rapper recycles, they need to lose that battle automatic. You can't even give them a win.
Yeah, I mean, you
they lose the whole
battle. Okay. You got it from. If we could find other battle you got it from, then I mean, you shouldn't win that battle, bro. Fuck all that, bro. This ain't back in the day when everybody was excited. This is now. When you get months and months and months, and them say you should have fresh rounds. Fuck all that. I'm gonna use this shit. Nah, you know you're not. Write some new shit. What the hell? You getting paid for it?
Yeah.
You getting paid to recycle?
Yeah, you're not getting paid to recycle. You're getting paid to entertain and come with some new material that wows people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but JC, man, he been losing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, nah, I'm just saying,
that.
Like, he hasn't fooled himself on the big stage.
Yeah, nah, all right, who won, Big K or JC?
Okay, listen. You want to go first?
Yeah. I had K on that one.
Why?
K, he showed some nice little well-rounded rounds. I mean, even the jokes kind of, like, got stale for a minute, but he always, like, had a fresh one that would bring your attention back to it. But he just, outclassed him in a way. Like, JC was up there, like, kind of a little timid at certain points, you know what I mean? I think Big K even freestyled, or was it JC that freestyled a little bit?
I think it was Big K. I can't remember.
That was Big K. What Big K was talking about is true religion.
Yeah.
That shit stung. That shit stung right there. Because you had mad niggas looking at his jeans, and Big K was giving them, and JC was dapping them up. It was just like, oh. Some angles of person hit harder than a couple of bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's why I love Big K. But JC was personal, too. But that's kind of why I like Big K too. Big K will fucking, he'll come at you too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what?
So I got debatable either way. I got JC first and second. I feel like JC's first and second, his punches and his setups, I think, kind of beat what Big K's material. But I'm not mad at what my dude said. T-Mac, that's your name, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not mad at what you said because I got Big K. If I give it to Big K, I got his first and third.
Mm.
I feel like JC took that second easy. But if you want to give it to Big K, it's first and third.
Okay. Hey, are we on tonight? You got a show tonight?
Yeah, we on tonight. I just want to get Snake Eyes and Joe popping real quick. You know what I'm saying? Oofy, I need to call. I want to hear y'all talk that shit. But definitely tune tonight, yeah. Man. We got something popping tonight too. Man. You already know.
All right, definitely, bro.
Okay, so I got one more question before I hop off because I'm about to go get a haircut. I got one more question before I hop off because I'm about to go get a haircut.
Fuck your haircut, nigga. Nah, what's up?
I remember one of y'all shows recently. It was about Hitman returning to URL. I think y'all commented on it.
Yeah.
At one point in time.
How y'all feel
about that? Because, you know, it's kind of crazy to me that they can get him to return for Double Impact, but they couldn't get him to return for the Shotgun Shield battle.
I mean, well, first and foremost, let's be serious. We know goddamn well that price was not the motherfucking same. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't.
That wasn't.
It's not like he charged whatever he charged for. I want that for Double Impact, too. Like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Would I have rather him have come back with Shotgun Shield? Fuck yeah. I think him and Shook was eyeing on you, Dub, but to be real true, I just think it would have been better on URL. I do.
Oh, that's,
you know,
that's
the reason why when BZ was on here, I asked BZ what's going on with Hitman and K-Sean. BZ said he's trying to lock it in because it'll get his just due on URL. The crowd, it'll be better. Somehow. I don't know why. Even watching Tay-Rock and Sharon, I thought it was all right. Even Shook and Sheriff. I'm not knocking you, Dub. They got a popping crowd, but I just think that it's more of a movie type scenario on URL. Why, I can't even explain it. But I just know that Shotgun Shook and Hitman would have been way. Nigga, all the promotion they had, man, come on, bro. URL would have made that bitch a movie. Yeah, I feel like it was just a regular battle on you, Dub. They went there, they battled. It was just like all the promotion is on URL and all that. So I just hope Hitman and URL get back on where it's supposed to be. But one thing I don't like is URL always say the same shit if you really pay attention. And don't just be about Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
These top niggas, they go other places and take the mean pay cut and do the battle over there for way cheaper than they would to do the battle over here. And I think that has to be done there because a lot of battles are just looking okay on certain platforms where they would be they should be fire on URL. If you don't go to Lux versus Paolo, all that promotion over there, I'd rather that shit been over there. It was good on UW, but I mean, after all the promotion of the shit being on URL, now it's a whole different camera. I mean, it just looked totally different. You got different camera angles and all kinds of shit, so.
I'll say if Loaded versus Paolo happened on URL, we'll be arguing this in the top five of the best battles that will ever air online, that ever live. If that battle happened on URL. Because the material that both of them had, it would have magnified on URL. Especially with the Hollow. Go ahead.
I was going to say even Mook and Lux. I think Mook and Lux, the second part, I think that would have been better on URL, to be honest with you. Like, once these niggas go other places, I don't know when niggas started saying if it's not URL, it don't count. But I know one thing, when it was like Ether and Teddy Grizzle event, like these niggas wasn't going as hard as they would go, I don't think, on main platforms, man. And that's what started fucking everything up, I think. Because when all these other niggas started coming out of nowhere. Like I was there for when I was in Virginia when Big K battled Arsenal and shit. I was there for that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, it was an okay battle. But them niggas, I don't feel like they tried to really kill each other, though. I really don't. They were both mad at the promoter.
Yeah.
They said the money was funny and shit. That's the reason why both of them dissed the promoter. And they rounds and shit. And it was just like, from there, I felt like they was kind of spitting mixtape bars and shit. Why? Because they don't respect the platform. And that somehow has become a problem in battle rap, I feel like. Well, now the platform really matters that much instead of just the battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
I 100% agree because, you know, that if it's not you, it really don't count as bullshit because at the end of the day, you still getting paid to come with material to destroy your opponent. That's why, like, I hate it when the long time Sue Surf was like, that battle he lost to Ava, that Guerrilla Warfare, I was hating. He was like, man, I didn't care. Blah, 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 blah. Come to URL. This is my home. This bullshit, man. Because I'm a Surf fan. I feel like Surf, no, I don't care what nobody says. I don't care if you say he got a whole bunch of losses. Surf has more debatables than anybody on the URL roster. Because you argue either he wins or you argue he loses. So that's a win in his book because he stays relevant. That Surf is smart for that.
Bad.
Because no matter what you want to say, the only clear loss I believe Surf has is A-Verb at Guerrilla Warfare. And T-Rex, that T-Rex joint that he choked at. I got him beating T-Top 2-1 when he choked in the third. Now, I walked through Carolina so much, I got Tar Heels lying and all that. Surf was amazing those first two rounds. You can't tell me he wasn't. But that you are that if it ain't URL, it don't count. I wanted to see that surf against A-Verb on Guerrilla Warfare. I wanted to see that surf against T-Rex where he choked. That's why I hate that. I hate that too, Cass. I'm glad you said that. Yep.